spiritual identity. Now I think I'm just a man or woman out here trying to make it. I've lost sight. I'm not in contact with home base. I'm believing that I'm guilty, using my powerful mind to attract problems to me to punish me for being guilty. Now I'm free. Now I realize that all of this is coming from my mind only, which means I can change it. Which means I don't have to be a victim of anything or anybody. Which means my life could change overnight for the better. And you are completely and totally entitled to miracles. Thank you for coming.
Okay.
Tonight. For you, not for me, it's just for us. I love it when we move the energy, because the energy is what creates our reality. The energy is what creates our reality. Read that section in the course. It's called The Shift in Perception. It describes the basis for healing. I ask you, please decide for recovery.
Was that the teacher's manual?
That was from the teacher's manual. Okay.
Wow.
I want to give everybody a chance to make, if there are any announcements to make, we'll do the love offering. Thank you for sharing with me and with Unity Temple in my full-time ministry with the course. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. While I'm doing this, are there any announcements that need to be made?
Somebody has a birthday tomorrow.
Would it be great if the people who were doing it would sing instead of me?
Huh? Our esteemed leader has a birthday tomorrow, and in the kitchen are some goodies.
Three weeks.
Right. So if you want to sing, please join us.
I would love it if you could stick around and we could connect and join and share some love. If you have to go, I understand, and that's fine too. I want you to feel peace about whatever you choose to do. But I want you to know that I consider you my greatest birthday present. I consider what we have the greatest gift that I could possibly receive. That's the way I feel about what we have here. So you are enough, and anything else is just gravy. That's the truth. That's the way I feel about it. Because we are a bunch of people who are deciding to recover.
Cool.
You know?
So
it's just right. And Sunday at 1 o'clock is the next course class, and then 12 noon on Wednesday also. Okay. The course says that now if I do the course right, when you listen to the Course in Miracles, if you're really hearing it, it brings up all kinds of emotional reactions and responses. Which means sometimes you'll like what you hear, sometimes what you hear will bring up resistance. That's normal. Pay particular attention to the thing that you have the greatest resistance about. Because the thing that you hear that you got the greatest resistance about is probably an area where your block is located that you need to get past that's stopping you from having the solution that you want in the situation that's bothering you in your life right now. It's where you feel the greatest resistance is where you're most invested in your way of looking at it. So what that does, the resistance is just as cool as when you like what I say. Because either way it goes, it's getting you in touch with your beliefs. And it's your beliefs that's creating your reality. For instance, if I said something about you created it, and then you get angry about that, then you know that that's where your idol is. That's where you're most invested. As a matter of fact, more invested in being right than being happy. You know, I want to be right about this more than I want to be happy about this. And look at the areas of your life that seem to work smoothly, and you really seem to be able to flow and things seem to work out. That's the, believe it or not, that's the area of your life that you're taking the most responsibilities. That's where you are claiming your power, whether it's conscious or subconscious. It's in the happy areas. That's where you really are in line with what you're creating for yourself. So it's possible, since it's all in the mind, then it's possible for you to have a completely fulfilling, peaceful reality. But it's a process of letting go of these blocks, and that's what we do here together. We remind each other of the truth. And that's what's so cool about it. And it's sobering. You know, it's, I can totally understand everybody being...
That's sober.
So we're gonna do. I'm gonna do a little chant with you the last 3 minutes to drive this home. And feel free to listen or feel free to join in. It's okay, but it's important to use some rhythm and some music to allow this stuff to move through us. So whatever in your life that's causing you pain, I'd like for you to think to yourself, there is no gain at all to me in this. There is no gain at all for me in this. If you got something that's causing you pain, tell yourself, there is no gain at all to me in suffering. If you're a real deep advocate of the idea, no pain, no gain, then this is going to bring up a lot of resistance. But you could have learned that same lesson without the pain. You can learn the same lesson without the pain. You can learn the same lesson without the pain.